flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:08. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk A30 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas for all those who celebrate. All you last minute shoppers out there trying to get stuff done, trying to buy a couple of things, trying to make sure everybody is happy. Do like I do. Tell them, hey, if we're celebrating Christmas, it is not your birthday. It's Jesus's birthday. So you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. I'm not going to be riding around here fighting these lines, all the gas in the car, parking 8 blocks away from a store so you can have that perfect toy. We're going to buy you a couple of things. We're going to love on each other. We're going to have some good groceries and some good food. We're going to have our little matching pajamas on if they arrive in time. And we're just going to love on each other. That's it. Because it is not your birthday. It is Jesus' birthday. So we're going to celebrate him. And, you know, I just remember as a child growing up in Houston, Texas, in Fifth Ward, in the Kelly Court Projects, to be specific. We were in subsidized housing. My parents worked hard, but they didn't make a lot of money, so we qualified for government assistance. We were in a 2-bedroom apartment in the projects. I've got a little brother and 2 stepsisters, so we were a blended family. And I remember my mother going to work all day, and then she would come home, and she was on the bus, and she would come home, and she would, she didn't do no, we didn't have no microwave, and we didn't have no McDonald's, there was no Raising Cane's drive-through line, we didn't have no car, there was no, handy meals or anything like that. She'd make home-cooked meals, like the macaroni and cheese had cheese in it, and it wasn't like the stuff that I feed my kids, you got to mix the powder in the water and put it in the microwave. No ramen noodles. And she would feed us, and then we would take our bath, and she would do our homework, and then we'd iron and lay out our clothes for the next day, right? And then my aunt, who was a little bit older, would come and babysit us. And then my mother would get back on the bus. And she would go to an office building. And so she would clean offices all night. And offices and vacuum and the bathrooms and the office suite. So she would work at the hospital all day as a clerk. And then she would come home, take care of us, get back on the bus and ride to an office suite and clean offices all night. And then she would get back on the bus and come home because she didn't have any money for cab fare. There was no Uber. And she would get back on the bus and come home, and she would probably sleep about 2 or 3 hours before she got up and got us ready for school. And she would walk us to the, you know, traffic patrol lady. And then she would get on the bus and then she would start it all over. And she did that from October through the end of December. Why? Because she wanted to make sure we had a Merry Christmas. And she would put the toys on layaway and go in and pay on them every couple of weeks when she would get paid. And then on Christmas Day, the house would be filled with toys. And we would come down with our little ungrateful selves. And we would just tear open the wrapping paper. We'd be so happy to see the toys. And we thank Santa. And we didn't even know Mama had made this sacrifice. I was probably about 20 or 30 years old before I realized what had happened. And she was so exhausted that she could not enjoy Christmas with her children. And once I became an adult and realized the sacrifices that my mother had made, I thought, you know, I'm never going to love my children that much. I'm not. I promise I'm not. I love Andrew. I love Brandon. I love Cameron. And I adore Daniel. But I don't love them that much. Well, I'm going to work two jobs all day and all night. Sacrifice my body and my mental well-being and get on the bus all odd hours of the night. I don't know if y'all ever caught the bus in the middle of the night, but the crowd in the middle of the night is not the same crowd as after and before work. Okay, you are putting your life on the line. And I was like, I don't know if I love my children as much as my mother loved me growing up. Right. And so I just decided when I started having children that we were just going to put everything in perspective. Right. So you get two gifts. And my kids know this. My tree is not full because we bless one another all year long. You get two gifts. Santa brings two gifts. One gift is from Mom and the other gift is from Dad. And we let them know that Santa is not coming for free. Right. Santa requires payment. So Mom and Dad will pay Santa for the two gifts that you get. And then that's what you're going to get for Christmas. You're going to get two gifts. Santa's bringing two gifts per child. One from Mom, one from Dad. And that's just always been our reality. And so because of that, we don't get to visit certain people on Christmas Day. Because I don't want my kids to have their expectations of their parents raised, because they're going to still get these same two gifts until the Lord calls me home. Because I've got a girlfriend. She and her husband have one daughter, and the gifts are overtaking the living room. I mean, you cannot see the carpet. There are gifts even on the dining room table. We went over their house a couple years ago. This is when I realized I couldn't really take my kids over everybody's house for Christmas because I didn't want them to think. See, right now, my children think that everybody gets two toys. They have no idea that other kids get more than two. They think that this is the rule, right? So when we went to visit, my kids were like, who are all these toys for? And I told my girlfriend, please don't tell them. Don't, please, whatever you do, do not tell my children that all these toys belong to one child, because it would blow their minds. And I can't remember what we told them, but I said, please don't allow your daughter to open up her gifts in front of my kids, because they will have egg on their face and me too. That would require me to go back to Target and start all over again. So right now, my children believe that everybody only gets two gifts. They also believe that you have to move out of your parents' house when you turn 18 years old. They think that that is the law. That is the rule. That is my story. I am sticking to it. And y'all stick around right here. There's more to come on the Shaletta Show. It is 12:20. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I hope you all are in the holiday spirit. I hope you are looking around to find somebody to be a blessing to. You know, oftentimes this time of year, a lot of us can start getting down and thinking about all the things that are different, or all the people that we lost, or, you know, all the ways that we are not going to be able to spend the holiday with family and friends who have gone on to glory. And it is not lost on me that I have both of my parents here. I feel so blessed. I picked them up from the airport and I was just so happy to see them. I have friends who have lost both parents, or this is their first Christmas without their mother or grandmother or their dad. It is up and down my timeline. People who are trying to find a way to find the strength to muster up enough joy to get through the holiday season for the folks who are counting on them, right? The mother who has lost a mother. The dad who no longer has his father. The kids don't get it. They don't understand it. They just want a happy holiday. They just want a Merry Christmas. And they sense something, right? They feel like something isn't quite right. Did I do something wrong? And you're sitting there and you're trying to make it right. But it feels wrong to celebrate right now when you may still be grieving. And I can't even tell you how that feels, because I don't know. I picked up both my mother and my father from the airport yesterday and brought them to my house. They're here now. They have taken over the living room. They're watching the Texans play the Chiefs. And for some strange reason, they think the Texans have a chance. They have put on all their Texans gear. They are on the sofa. They are rooting. So if you hear any hooting and hollering going on, it's them. Right? Won't be too much hooting and hollering, because again, the Texans are playing the Chiefs. But whenever I get down, for whatever reason, I pray and ask God to send me an opportunity to bless somebody in a big way. Whether I am delivering some cookies, or taking some muffins up to the school for the teachers, or taking some baked goods or something over to a neighbor that wasn't expecting it, or going over to the shelter or some subsidized housing projects, or that friend that my son is friends with who I know their parents are struggling, or a youth or a rec center or a church that serves kids in the community, wherever. I try to go and find a way to help, to be a blessing, to lift the burden. And that does something for me. That takes my mind off of whatever it is that's got me down, or that's got me upset, or that's got me anxious. If I can focus my attention on somebody else and being a blessing to somebody else, I'm telling you, y'all, it's a game changer. It is a game changer. I remember one time I woke up and I was upset because I felt like I had got slighted for one reason or another. I can't even remember what I was mad at. Oh, I remember now. I helped somebody. I helped a girlfriend. She had a brand new business and she couldn't get the word out, and she wasn't doing well in her sales. And I said, listen, I typically charge people for this, but I'm going to give you a 1 hour media consultant. And if you listen to everything I'm telling you to do and you do it, you're going to wind up on the Today Show. And she was like, oh, girl, that is crazy. I said, for real, I promise. I know how this media thing works. If you do what I'm telling you to do, you will be on the Today Show. I said, this is all I ask, is that when they call you, let me go with you so that I can say, hey, I got my client on the Today Show. And, you know, if you want to promote your business, use me. I'm the greatest at it, right? And so she did everything I told her to do. I laid it out. And I was on my Facebook page and I saw that she was headed to the Today Show. And I was like, what in the whole hell just happened? And so I texted her. I said, hey, girl, did you get the call from the Today Show like we had talked about when I was sitting at your kitchen table? And she was like, yeah, girl, I'm so excited. This is so amazing. You were right. I did everything you told me. I was like, yeah. And so I waited for her to invite me, and she never did. And she made plans, and she took a girlfriend of hers, and she took her husband, and that girlfriend took her husband. So the four of them went to New York, and they were on the Today Show, and they were making drinks with Hoda and Jenna for Girlfriend Day, just like I planned it out, in the kitchen at her house at the table. And I was so upset, y'all, my heart. I just thought about all the opportunities that could have come my way had I gotten a chance to say, this was my client. This is what I did. I do this consulting work. See where it got her. It could get you there. And so I was salty. I was angry. My kids could sense it. They could feel it. And so I was praying, Lord, how am I going to release this up off of me? Because it's got me in a funky way. I've got a bad attitude. I can't even be around people right now because I can't even be myself. I can't even be light and joyful and laugh and make people smile. The name of my company is Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. I can't make nobody laugh because I'm angry. And the Lord told me to bless somebody in a big way to take my mind off my trouble. And not just anybody, but fellow business owners. And I don't know if y'all remember this, but last August, I bought 5 billboards for 5 Black women business owners for Black Business Month. And so they had billboards all around town helping them to promote their business. And I brought those women downtown and I didn't tell them what I was doing. I just told them to meet me downtown. They thought we were having breakfast and I told them to look up. And when they looked up, their billboards start flashing and they lost their minds. It was an amazing time. And guess what I did? I forgot all about why I was mad. I saw the smiles that I put on these women's faces, the joy in their hearts, the opportunities that were going to come from them being on a billboard. And it was exactly not just what they needed, but it was what I needed. So I'm telling you that story to say that if this holiday season has given you the blues and you want to reclaim your joy and gladness and celebrate despite not having your parents around or being upset because this is the first Christmas that you'll be divorced. This is the first one without your grandmother, your favorite uncle. If your child is gone and you are celebrating this holiday season without your child, find a way to be a blessing. Find a way to help someone else. Find a way to go out of your way to do something grand so that you can take your mind off of it for just a brief moment. And it'll open up an opportunity for joy and laughter and a smile. And it'll unharden your heart and put that warm and fuzzy feeling back into the holiday season. Try that for me. It could be something as small as taking a gift basket to a neighbor. It could be something as big as getting names off of a Salvation Army angel tree with your children and wrapping up those gifts and taking them over to the Salvation Army so that somebody could have a holiday. It can be something as small as you and your family creating some new memories and going and serving treats to families in need. There's some dinners and food pantries that got your name on it. And when you involve the entire family, it becomes a tradition. It lifts everybody's spirits. So think about doing that, if you don't mind. And then I want y'all to know that this holiday season may be tough. It may be a transition for many of you. But you're going to get through it. Because you are absolutely stronger than you think. Now, if you think of tuning in to something else, do not do that, because we've got more of the Shaletta Show coming up. It is 12:37. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Happy holidays, everyone. Only 3 more days to get all those things off your shopping list, to get your house decorated, to get your tree up, to get ready for family and friends. And you know, I'm all about creating new traditions, right? For the holidays, doing something new that we've never done before. One of the things that we'll be doing is we're going to Geraldine Steele's family concert. My mother and father are here. I bought 9 tickets. It's at the Pantages Theater. There's a show tonight at 7. Tickets are still available. And then we're going to the show tomorrow at 3:00. It'll be after church, so we'll have time to go to church, and then we'll get something to eat, and then we'll go over to the Pantages, listen to the music, and then come home and get ready for the holidays, right? Because it'll be Christmas Eve. And so, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, a lot of folks I know here in the Twin Cities say Christmas doesn't start until they take their entire family to the Steels family concert, right? And so a lot of folks are going to be going. But I want to do some new stuff, right? And so I went for the first time to a yoga class. Chantel Dream Booker, Dream in Color Studios, she has you know, does yoga over at the St. Paul YMCA, and a couple of other you know, places as well, but the St. Paul YWCA is where she has an office, and it's a class that I went to, and it was a candlelight yoga, right? And it was on a Monday, like at the end of the day. It was like 8:00. And I was like, candlelight yoga at 8:00. Girl, look, I'm trying to wind down. I got to put these kids to bed. She was like, trust me, come, you'll enjoy it, right? And so I asked Sean to get the kids and, you know, take care of them. And then I went over to this candlelight yoga, and it was exactly what I needed. I was relaxed. There was music, there was candlelight, there were a lot of other women, business owners, executives there, and they were all trying to unwind and relax and center themselves. And Chantel had the great music, she had the mats, she had the candles. It was amazing. She was spraying lavender because we kept passing gas, and we had the best time. And I thought, I want to do something like this with my family, because the holidays can be stressful for some of us, right? We've got relatives coming in-laws that we don't even like, that never liked us. Kids are coming home from college. They're bringing spouses home that we didn't approve of, that they know we don't even like them, right? And so why not start a new family tradition? And I didn't even know this was possible. Family yoga. Have the yoga instructor come into the house, bring the mats, clear some space, and you all do a family yoga session for the holidays. Christmas yoga. What? We're doing it. We're excited about it. And I said, you know what? If we're excited about it, maybe I can tell some of my listeners about it. So I invited Chantel Booker to come on the show. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Chantel, thank you so much and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, Shaletta, and thank you for having me today.
Now, you got to tell me something. How did you guys, how did you get started in yoga? Because, you know, a lot of people, I want to be a broadcaster, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a nurse, but you are doing yoga. How did that all come about?
It kind of started from an accident, really. I was in a car accident, and then my friend introduced me to a hot yoga class. And so I started doing that after my physical therapy, and just fell in love with it from there, and started researching on like the requirements and what was needed for me to do that.
Now, you got to tell me this. What are the requirements? Because you had us stretching in just the right places. You had us moving so that we didn't do anything to hurt ourselves. But, you know, we left out of there, you know, less tense. We left out of there feeling like we had, you know, done something to our bodies that, you know, put us in a position to get through the rest of the week. And, you know, I was so inspired. I was like, okay, ladies, candlelight yoga every Monday for everybody. Let's go. We'll make the arrangements. We'll get the kids down early. We'll adjust our schedules because I just felt like I did better that week. So what are some of the requirements to being a yoga instructor?
Well, one of the requirements is you have to be certified. So one of the baselines is 200 hours of certification. And what that entails is, you know, learning how to build connection, the anatomy of the body, breath work, and just creating that safe place and that safe environment for the individuals that you plan on teaching. To kind of sum it up, that's what it inquires.
And so you are doing this full time. You've got classes over at the YWCA in St. Paul. You've got the candlelight yoga, which I went to, but you've got classes for kids. My kids went to one of your classes and I'm telling you, it freaked me out because my kids are like, no, mommy, we're too big for naps. We're not taking any more naps. And you got them in there and y'all were doing the yoga. And the next thing I know, my daughter was spread eagle and snoring. And I was so embarrassed because the parents were standing outside the window and we were looking in. And I was like, is that my baby spread eagles? I mean, and she was the only one. There were a couple of kids who was sleeping. So you've got classes for the kids. You've got classes for our seniors. So talk to me about some of the classes that you have available because you are now at the YWCA in St. Paul, correct?
Correct. So my house classes right now that are grouped are offered at the YWCA in St. Paul. And then I have some that are also offered to Hamline students. So if there's any Hamline students out there, parents who have kids that go to Hamline University, Wednesday nights I have my Knight Rider class, which is a little faster paced, but it's still in the candlelight. And that's free to all of the students. And then I offer kids yoga classes as well as private sessions for adults and children.
Wow, that is amazing. So how can people reach you? How can they get in touch with you? Because I'd never gone to a class. I had never done anything at home, you know, because sometimes they offer them, you know, online. But I always like to be in the room with people because you never know where your next blessing's coming from. So I'd never done it, but I'm telling you, it is. What do you call the people who do it? Y'all call them yogis. I'm not all the way yogi. I'm not all the way a yogi yet, but I definitely see the benefit in my mind and my body and even in my spirit. So how, you know, for folks who are listening, they're getting ready to make New Year's resolutions, how can they reach you?
So you, one of the best ways that if you guys are looking for me, you can reach me at my website. It's dreamincolorhealing.com. I also have a Facebook page for dreamincolorhealing.com and also the same for Instagram as well. So you
can spell that out for me just in case somebody is driving around and they don't know if they're hearing Dream in Color Healing or hearing. I want to make sure we spell it so folks can get to.
Okay, spell it. So Dream, G-R-Dream. Look at me. I can't even. that public school is coming short, ain't it? D-R-E-A-M, Dream, N, like I-N, color, C-O-L-O-R, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, healing. So dreamincolorhealing.com.
Okay, now we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, you have something available for families that I'm telling you, it is so fun. It's a game changer. It's a new family tradition, especially around the holidays when you have new folks coming in to relieve the stress and the tension of sometimes what the holidays can entail. Family yoga. Chantel will come to your house and your entire family can have a relaxing yoga session together. You want to hear more about it? We'll tell you when we come back. I'm telling you, if you have not already gone online to WCCORadio.com and purchased that double album for someone that you know and love, that 100th anniversary album, that is a missed opportunity. It is available. You are going to get not just the album, but so much more. You say, I'll have a turntable. Not a problem. The album is a keepsake. And within each of the albums is a unique code to download the 88 minutes plus the bonus audio and image. And you can purchase that, find out more at WCCORadio.com, the centennial celebration. You have been a part of this radio station for 100 years. And you should surely have this somewhere in your house on your shelf. I don't know how many Saturdays I get calls from people who say they used to listen to the baseball games with their grandfather while they worked on cars in the garage, or their parents. And this is a great gift idea. I've bought it for some of our listeners who come to visit me when I'm out at the fair, and they have absolutely enjoyed it. So if you are a diehard WCCO radio fan, or you know someone who is, pick up that 100th anniversary double album with the collection of so many memories that you heard live, as well as 200 images, 8 bonus hours of audio. You do not want to miss it. And another thing you don't want to miss is to have an opportunity to do something fun with your family, like family yoga. Chantel Booker is here with Dream in Color Healing. She is a yoga instructor based at the YWCA in St. Paul. And Chantel, you know, you were like, we can do family yoga. I know it's a little stressful. You've got the kids. You've got your parents. Let me come in there, bring my mats, bring my music. Your son is home from college. He's an adult now. He's talking to you different. If I can get you guys all in a room and we do something fun like family yoga, that may take some of that holiday stress off. And I've shot back like, my mama don't like yoga. No, I was like, no, you know, I don't want to do it. And you was like, your mother will be fine. She'll enjoy it. So talk to me about doing yoga as a family and some of the benefits of that.
Okay. Yes, your mom can do it as well. I was hoping that she can. So we'll see. The jury's still out. But family yoga is important because it brings that connection and builds that trust through shared activities. So using yoga to promote the mindfulness, the communication, and just physical well-being to the kids, it helps the parents model the calmness and self-awareness and habits that they want to inspire their children to have, that, you know, they can incorporate in their daily lives, that the parents too can either learn if they haven't already, or, you know, just kind of share that with their children.
And you know, that's the one thing that we don't—that's the one thing that we don't have here—is calmness and mindfulness. Because it's like the holidays, and it's yeah, 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 and it's run, 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 and it's bye, 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 and it's I don't have this, and we need to have that, and who's cooking, and who's doing what, and just to center ourselves and come together and be calm and be mindful. You know, that there's so many benefits to that.
Mm-hmm. We get caught up. People just get caught up in the anxiety of, you know, getting presents and having everything perfect, or, you know, a picture that they, you know, expected in their mind, that sometimes we forget what, you know, it's really about. And that calmness and that mindfulness awareness, you know, helps you get back to the present moment, that all that matters is that you're there with in the room full of people that you love.
Okay, so what does a family yoga session look like?
A family yoga session is fun. So we're gathered in a space, and sometimes we can do partner poses. Maybe you're doing the tree pose together, or you're leaning back to back. So I try to incorporate fun and balance and all of the things together. So it's like a good time.
All right. Okay. So if folks are out there, they're thinking about doing family yoga, this will be a great time to relieve the stress of the holidays, come together and do something fun as a family, as a team. How can they reach you?
So you can reach me by going to the website, You can shoot me an email at info@dreamincolorhealing.com. That's also located on the website as well.
Okay, and the website is dreamincolorhealing.com. Chantel Booker, thank you so much for being here. Happy holidays to you. And you all stick around. We've got two more hours of the Shaletta Show coming up.